Good day, Mike Powers with KWIN News. Today, communities across North Georgia, Northeast Alabama, and the Tennessee Valley pause to remember the lives lost during the devastating April 27, 2011 tornado outbreak. 15 years ago, one of the most destructive severe weather events in U.S. history tore through the region, leaving behind widespread destruction and heartbreak. Hundreds of people killed across multiple states, with entire communities forever changed in just a matter of hours. In places like DeKalb County and across the tri-state area, including Dade County and much of North Georgia, the outbreak left a lasting impact that is still felt today. Local leaders, first responders, and families are remembering those who lost their lives, while also honoring the resilience shown in the days and months that followed. Emergency officials say the lessons learned from the April 27th outbreak continue to shape how communities prepare for severe weather today. They stress the importance of having a plan, knowing where to take shelter, and having multiple ways to receive warnings, especially during overnight storms. As we remember this day, officials say the message is simple: be prepared, stay informed, and take warnings seriously. Early voting is now underway in Dade County and in North Georgia ahead of the May 19th general primary. Voters can cast their ballots now through May 15th at the Dade County Elections Office, 71 Case Avenue, downtown Trenton. Polls are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, with extended hours coming up on the 12th, when voting will be available from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. This year's ballot includes several statewide races, along with congressional and legislative contests. Locally, voters in Dade County will decide two county commission seats and two Board of Education seats. Nonpartisan races are also on the ballot, including positions in the Georgia Supreme Court, Court of Appeals, and Superior Court. Election Day, once again, is May 19th. Officials encourage residents to take advantage of early voting to avoid long lines. And remember, voters should always bring a valid ID when heading to the polls. More on the fire in Bridgeport that we told you about back on Friday. It's being investigated as a murder after a woman was found dead inside a home. Authorities have identified that victim as 54-year-old Lisa Russell. Jackson County Chief Deputy Eric Woodall says investigators quickly determined her injuries were not caused by the fire. Officials say evidence indicates a weapon was used prior to the blaze. Investigators believe that weapon has been recovered. An autopsy and forensic testing are pending to confirm those items. Now, 62-year-old John Dunnigan was arrested on Wednesday of last week, now charged with murder. Court documents indicate the suspected weapon may have been a baseball bat. Investigators say Dunnigan was located with the help of neighbors, including one who captured him on home security video during the time of the fire. Others reported he knocked on their door asking for prayer and a ride before authorities took him into custody. Officials believe the case stems from a domestic violence situation and are urging anyone in danger to please seek help, warning these situations can escalate quickly. Dunnigan remains in the Jackson County Jail without bond. A plastics company raising concerns about its move to Walker County, alleging it was brought into the area with promises that were not fully delivered. Audia Group's building sits at 2222 Walker Industrial Drive in Lafayette, and the company has now filed a lawsuit against Walker County and the Walker County Development Authority. According to reports, the company claims local leaders made commitments during the recruitment process involving infrastructure, support, and project timelines for a new pad expansion, commitments it says were delayed or not fulfilled. Details surrounding these specific agreements remain unclear, and it's not yet known how the legal process will unfold. Situations like this can impact future economic development efforts as both companies and local governments work to align expectations during recruitment. No formal response from county officials has been released at this time. And the Atlanta Braves are off to a strong start this season, 20 wins to 9 losses so far. That's pretty good. Braves are off tonight. They'll get back into action on Tuesday as they open a 3-game series against the Detroit Tigers. Airtime Tuesday and Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock. First pitch both nights at 7:15. Thursday's game will be a day game. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on your home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR, 101.3, 104.3, 106.1, and AM 1420. Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.